that there is this feeling and nobody can get me off a millimeter of that. Because it is absolute knowing. It's the ultimate knowing. And intuition, on the other hand, is something that carries a notion. It doesn't feel good. Should I go? Should I not go? It's expression of the soul aggregate with its spirit and with the mental cognition.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
You mention very often this notion of knowing, and we explain a bit about it, and intuition. Mm-hmm. And we all know that. So what's the difference between knowing and intuition in that sense? It's something that it's different from a man and woman, or it's happening differently, or?
No, there is a big difference in the quality of it. Knowing is this thing when the human mind knows, sees something, and says, this is not right to be there. Another says, yeah, but maybe you can have 20 people around saying, no, it's good that it's there. And there is this kind of innate knowing that it's not right that this thing is over there. And no one in that room can ever be able to practically to tell you something else than this, because this is innate knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a feeling.
It's part of the divine plan.
It's not intuition. It's you see it. Mm-hmm. Can you understand?
You see it through.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You see it absolutely. You see with this example there, you see through the absolute reality. And
in
what
the
is
unseen, right?
In the unseen. And what is intuition? Intuition is something when the human aggregate feels something, and you have the intuition, I don't think that this is right. You know, this in the intuition, and that's why I say the two things are very different, because in the knowing there is no way. It is 100%, punto basta. There is no one that can come to you and say you are not right. And I'm not talking about discussing or fighting from an ego perspective, I know it better. This is not the topic, you understand? The topic is that there is this feeling and nobody can get me off a millimeter of that. Because it is absolute knowing. It's the ultimate knowing. And intuition, on the other hand, is something that carries a notion. It doesn't feel good. Should I go? Should I not go? You know, I have an intuition maybe not to go, but do I follow? And the main difference now is, from a perspective of the human earthwork, of the human aggregate. I use this term human aggregate a lot, because what is the human aggregate? The human aggregate is the expression of the human body with its expression of the soul aggregate, with its spirit, and with the mental cognition. And in this expression, the intuition has this notion, should I go, should I not go? And then every one of you has experienced this many times, including myself. I did go, and it was not the best thing. It was perfect, because everything is perfect all the time. But for the human mind says, see, I knew it before, I should not have gone. And it was my intuition. And I have gone, and next time I will really follow my intuition. While knowing you would never go.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you would never go. The knowing is absolute. And hence you can say the knowing is the absolute realization of some situation. While the intuition is stepping a little bit in the gray field, the intuition is more connected to the cognitive part, to the human aggregate, while the knowing is directly sourced from that ever accessible field of intelligence.
Thank you, Bear. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, for keeping the space. It was very, very nice to have you here and to elaborate on so many topics or notions that could really give a pointer to all of us on our path, right, in this journey with everything and that's happening nowadays. And I'm also referring that also from my perspective that was a lot of confusion in some of them. And you beautifully said that you should always go within. Thank you for these reminders. And I hope you all enjoy and practice more and more, or you come closer to your KDI UCL.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.